Hello, welcome once again to Leto's Law. I'm Steve Leto. I'm going to apologize right now. This is going to be a rant. No law today, just some consumer protection issues that arise from a restaurant. And a while back, I did a video called Fun with Restaurants, and some people enjoyed that video, and it did very well. I've had other people say, Steve, talking about food ain't doing it for me. Sorry, I'd rather hear you talk about law. So I tell you right now, please, if you don't want to hear this, feel free to go someplace else. Go find a donkey gymnastics video. I'm sure they're out there somewhere. I keep thinking they are, but... But I mentioned a while back on a couple different videos that I ran 18 miles the other day because I'm training for a marathon in October, the Detroit Free Press Marathon. And to run that marathon, you run a very long distance on a Sunday morning. And so to prepare for that, I ran 18 miles. I came back from that 18-mile run. I sat down. I kind of recharged, relaxed. I then did a YouTube live feed for an hour and a half. And by the time I was done with that, I was rested, but I was hungry, starving. And now here's the thing. Where I live, there are a bunch of different places I can order food from. And there is a place about 3 miles from me that I used to order food from all the time because I used to drive by there because of certain things I did at the time that I don't do anymore. So I used to drive by there and I'd routinely call them and say, hey, I'm about to drive by. Can you? And I'd order something that I could pick up on my drive home. And when I brought the food home, it was fabulous. Now, I no longer have that schedule with that location, and so I don't drive by there as often. In fact, I almost never drive by there. So a couple of years ago, after that all changed, I ordered some food from them, and the carryout that they delivered to me was messed up. The order was messed up. The food was not good. I wasn't sure whether it was a delivery guy who messed it up or if it took too long to get to me, but I was disappointed in it. I thought, ah, that's too bad because I really like these people. But the food... So I didn't order from them for a while longer. Then there was an occasion where I thought, you know something, it's been a while. I'm going to order from them again. I ordered from them again, and the order was messed up. And I'm not going to get into how the order was messed up, but just trust me, it was messed up to the point where I did not order from them for almost a year. Okay, I thought back, when was the last time I ordered from them? And this is October 2019. I have not ordered from them since 2018. So it's been almost or probably about a year since I've ordered from them. So I was sitting here yesterday, actually in this chair, thinking, who would I like to have right now for food? Whose food would I like to have right now if all else is equal? If I could make a magic wand and have the food appear in front of me, what would I like to have? And I had a craving for the pizza from this place. And like I said, I've eaten many, many pizzas from them and many other items on their menu. And I've enjoyed them all, especially when I picked it up. But occasionally, their deliveries were hit or miss. So yesterday, even though I haven't ordered from them in a year, I called them and ordered a pizza. I ordered a pizza, and they said, great, good to hear from you again. Pizza will be there in 20 minutes. 45 minutes later, when the pizza's delivered, guy pulls in the driveway, walks at the front door. He's got the bag, you know. So I'm making change, money, give the guy a tip. The guy's, you know, jumbling around and hands me the pizza box. I take it inside, close the door, put it on my counter, and open it up. And I took a picture of it. The guy clearly dropped the pizza. There's no question that half this pizza is on the side. Now, I'm talking about the toppings, okay? We all understand a topping. A pizza has several layers. It has a foundational layer of dough, the bread of the pizza. And on top of that is some sauce and some cheese and some toppings. Mine was pepperoni, ham, and mushrooms. This is, I ordered it yesterday, I still remember. And somewhere along the line, this pizza got dropped on the side. And about half the toppings went whoosh over to one side. And whoever did that, whether it was in the kitchen or the delivery guy, either didn't open it up to see what happened when the pizza got dropped, or they did and just didn't care, or I don't know. So I open the box up, and I'm looking at it, and I'm going, okay, I'm hungry, and I'm ticked off. Not quite as bad as when I got the frozen lasagna, but it's close, because I'm hungry. So I had a choice to make at that moment in time. Do I complain about the pizza and get some kind of resolution an hour from now? Because I'm not going to call them and say, come get the pizza and refund my money. Because number one, they might just say no. Or they might just say, I'll get there when he gets there. And if I get in my car and I drive it to them and go look at this, they're going to possibly say, how do we know you didn't do that? And also, I just had to do what I was trying to avoid doing, that is get in my vehicle and drive someplace. Okay, like I said, it's about 3 miles. I realize it's not the longest drive in the world, but I wasn't feeling up to driving around a lot. That's why I ordered the pizza. And I looked at it and I said, you know something? Half this pizza is still edible. And I am so hungry right now that I'm about to faint. I'm going to go ahead and eat the half the pizza that is still edible. So that's what I did. I ate half the pizza. So I eat half the pizza. Still kind of hungry, but at least that took care of most of my hunger pains. I'm not going to faint. I'm not going to die. You have no idea how tired you get and how hungry you get after you've run 15, 20 miles. Just trust me in that if you haven't done it lately. So I'm sitting there thinking to myself, you know, it's sad because these people make good food at this place. It's independent restaurants owned by family. I actually used to go in there so often that I knew all their names. They knew me by name and face. And I just, hey, how you doing? And so, I mean, it's sad because it's deteriorated to the point where they do things like this. So I thought, you know, something, I should at least send them a note. I mean, I can't ask for a refund. And you know, I ate half the pizza. And I'm not looking for a refund because it's not about the money. If it was about the money, I'd grab a hundo off the shelf behind me and just buy some more food. It's not about the money. I had the photograph I took of the pizza. So I thought, you know something, I should at least just send them a note. You know, if I owned a business, I'd want to know that one of my workers screwed up. Even if the customer wasn't looking for a refund, even if the customer was. So I literally just looked up on the internet and found the email address of the business. And I emailed them the photograph of the pizza. And I said, hey guys, just a note. I just got this pizza. It's clearly been dropped. Just thought you should know. And I sent it. Nothing. No response. So I'm here to tell you, and I'm not going to say the name of the restaurants. I have to guess that I'm guessing of the thousands of subscribers on my channel. I doubt that any of you live in the area and have eaten at this place. Or if you have, it's literally one or two out of all my viewers. So it's not going to affect anybody in my audience for the most part. But I'm not looking to shame anybody. I'm not looking, but if I ran a business and I was making a product and I put care into the product and I put care into trying to get customers to come in and I want the customers to give me money for the product, I'd want to know if something screwed up in the process to where if the person bought the product and they were upset by it enough to where they photographed it and emailed it to me without making any demands. I didn't say, I want my money back. I didn't say, you shouldn't do this. I simply said, someone dropped the pizza, thought you should know. No response. No response. And I've talked before about businesses that won't take my money. I have a video called, Why Won't You Take My Money? And this idea that I run a business where I'm competing, by the way, this is not the only pizza place. There are literally, I'm guessing, 10 pizza places I could order pizza from and have somebody standing on my front porch with a hot pizza ready to trade it for cash by just picking up the phone and making the phone call. There's 10 pizza places I can order from. So they're one of 10. They are competing with 9 other pizza places for my business. If I was them, I would want to know if I was screwing something up so badly that somebody who went through the trouble and had chosen me over my 9 competitors, if something had happened to threaten that relationship, I'd want to know about it. And the fact that somebody went out of their way to photograph it and email it to me, and I don't bother responding to it at all, shows to me that they really don't care. And if you run a business where you want people to give you money, unless you've got a monopoly on something, like if you're the cable company, in the old days, back when you had to go with the cable company or some other monopoly like that where you have no competition, you can do whatever you want as long as you get away with the FTC. But where you're in a competitive business and you actually don't care about customer service, there will be a day of reckoning. Now, I'll grant you that maybe there's enough people who go in there and pick the food up and walk out with it that they can stay in business with that. Maybe there is. But I have to imagine that this kind of management, this kind of thought process at the top where they say, you know something? We don't even care. We got the guy's money. So what? He won't order from us for another year or two. Who cares? No, I'll never order from them again, pick it up or otherwise. I will not go there. The idea that somebody cares so little about their products and their customers to me is them like waving a flag saying, don't shop here. We do not want your money. Go away. Okay? Because that's what's going to happen. So I don't know how things like this can happen on such a regular basis. Like I said, I didn't go into what prior delivery screw-ups there were, but there were several. But like I said, somebody is carrying a pizza out and they drop it. The person should at least look at it to make sure it's still deliverable. And if it's not, then you call the customer and say, we're really sorry, we're going to be a little bit late. As they were already 20 minutes late. You know, and so I wouldn't be surprised if the thought process of the delivery guy was, hey, look, I'm 20 minutes late. They're going to go nuts if they're another 20 minutes late. But guess what? I'd rather have gotten that phone call. We dropped your pizza. We're sorry. It's going to be a little bit later, but we're going to get it to you. I would have been happy with that. I wouldn't be making a video right now. And I'm making a video right now because they dropped my pizza. It was still edible. At least part of it was. But the point is that when I sent them the email, no response. No response. And that is a major problem. So as I've always preached, you vote with your dollars. You vote with your pocketbook. The good companies that keep getting your business will stay in business. And the bad places that don't care about you, either they go away or they lose business. You know, that's not my job. It's not my job to put them out of business. But it is my job to stop spending money there. And we'll see what happens. So there's the pizza story. I had half. And by the way, the half I ate was very, very good. But that will not change my opinion. I will never shop there again. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.